Is there any other way to get into the or onto the docking platform other than this 100-meter tunnel of death, as I like to call it?
Drop from above. Though that's like a full story drop.
Right, and we can't necessarily access the above without some sort of other.
Yeah, you'd need a. I mean, you guys have a code that's coded to the ship that lets you go onto this docking platform, like a one-off card. I mean, if you hacked the panel or something, you could access other areas of the spire, or you can come from below. There's a bunch of, like, the maintenance teams use like grav trucks or like little like grav vehicles to get up and down, and they like buzz around on the spire going to different things. Same with cargo loaders, right? Like, they'll bring up a loader, unload a ship, and then take it down that way. They don't use the elevators, they're just purely passenger elevators.
So in order to overload and be able to go up one level, we'd basically have to, like, use security or something like that?
It would be a computer's check, or a security check.
Okay. I don't have it, but I'm feeling like maybe I'd like to try it.
Yeah,
it would definitely... Like, try security to try and hack in or something like that.
Okay.
And then, like, since I have unspent skill points, maybe, like, somehow push in the direction of learning that. Like, if we got up, how high up are we above the concourse?
The next level above is, they're basically in story intervals, so yeah. Like 12 feet.
Okay, so that's like
actually no, they'd be double. They'd be double because you need to fit a ship under there.
24 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay. Great. Then I'm gonna mention to Sakarian that if I got up above, my semi-auto pistol would still have good range on the people down below, and I could just, you know, fish in a barrel, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Remember, though, get them out of the ship. I don't know that they'll come out of the ship.
Yeah. Remember too that the ramp is under the ship, Victor. So yeah, if you're above, you can. Yeah, like you could get to the, you could drop down onto the ship and get in through like a top hatch or the cockpit or whatever. But
yeah. Okay. So I think Victor would like to try and get up above. So Sakarian, are you going to try to go with Higgs?
I suppose so.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's my security roll.
Go ahead and make your roll there. Remember, it's minus one because you don't have the skill.
Plus one for intelligence.
Plus your intelligence. Yeah.
Okay. I get a 9. All right.
Okay. All right. So once you offload Sakarian and I assume that they're going in a different elevator and then you're going to take the next one, or are you going first?
Yep.
Okay, so you can go after them. Okay, so it'll take you a little while. So they're going to get onto the concourse while you're still like messing with it, and then you'll be able to go above them. So you guys, Higgs and Sakarian, the door opens and you see this woman with like a braid of long like red hair, and she sees you. And she turns around, and Piani, you hear her like whistle, and the guy with the gun pointed at you says to the Chinese woman, he's like, "Keep an eye on her. I'm going downstairs."
Well, she turns her back to us.
Yeah, she looks over her shoulder.
Oh, okay. I thought she like straight up just turned her back to us. Never mind.
No, she just like turns around to whistle into the.
I was just gonna go kick her off, but never mind.
It's a long way to run.
Okay.
I say to Mr. Higgs, like, keep in mind they have Piani hostage in there.
Yeah, I was gonna kick her off still. It doesn't matter to me.
So now Piani, you have this this woman pointing the rifle kind of in your direction. This guy goes down, and now you see him come to the bottom of the ramp, he sees you, Higgs. I don't think you recognize him.
Okay.
Or the woman that's with him.
Do they have any insignias of any crew that they run with or anything like that? Okay.
Not that you can see from here, no.
Gotcha.
It's kind of windy out here. It's about... like an hour or so before twilight, so still bright. There's no like unusual weather or anything, but you're quite high up, so there's lots of wind. And he just like waves to you and gestures for you to come over this way.
How close is the girl that was down here already next to him?
Yeah, the two of them are standing next to each other.
Yeah, I turn to Mr. S. I'm like, "You be good. You wanna join me in this perusal?"
Yes, but just remember, I'm the cook.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. Okay, let's go. And we walk.
Okay.
And I also, before we go, if I can turn on the comms to Victor's channel only or something like that and to let him know that we're going across, I do that as well.
Okay.
Without them noticing. Sure. And I can roll a stealth roll for that if you'd like. But.
Yeah, if you want to make a stealth roll to just, like, put the earpiece in and, like, make it so they can't really see you. Sure.
What is stealth based off dex?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a zero. Seven.
Okay.
It's a success, I guess.
Okay, they don't seem to notice.
Okay. Yeah, we go across.
Okay, how far up the gangplank do you want to go? Like, where do you stop?
Wherever I would think Victor would have the best shot on them from above.
Okay, so these things are, think about them, they kind of, like, for aesthetics value, they like, spiral them up the helix. So the one above this is actually, like, not directly above it, it's kind of like this, and then the one below is like that.
Oh, okay, so he's over to the side, so he's gonna have a good shot no matter what.
So if he's here, he's got a pretty good shot on the guys down there.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I am, Adam. Well, I thank you for pointing that out. I
walked to the end of the plank, then, right before it gets onto the platform. Okay.
All right. Okay, so you get there, and he still got his pistol in his hand, and the girl is pointing. Like, neither of you are holding weapons, right? Like, you're obviously.
No, it's at my side.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's okay. I've got my duster jacket or whatever over it.
Okay. So he's still got his gun. She's pointing her rifle, kind of like down-ish, but she's obviously at the ready to, like, bring it up.
I open a line to Sicarian's comm only, and I say. Sicarian, when I take the shot, put a hand on Higgs' shoulder.
Okay.
You know that Piani is being held hostage in there.
I am aware of that. I want you.
We shoot them, she'll be
killed. I want you under control of the situation. I won't act until you give me the signal.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Hand on shoulder to be shot. Yes, of course.
Yep.
Okay. So this guy takes a few steps forward and he looks, Higgs, he looks at you and kind of squints, kind of looks you up and down, and he looks at a display on his wrist and kind of compares the two, and he says to the girl, he's like, "Hey, that's the one."
Would I know that's a bounty hunter?
You could probably make a, yeah.
I mean, I'm a bounty hunter in training, so I would know, like.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
That's probably what's going on here. Maybe at that point you're like, okay, I see what's happening here.
Yeah.
And he says, he's like, "All right, Mr. Higgins," and he kind of, like, points the gun lazily in your direction. He's like, "We can do this one of two ways. You can be on your feet, or you can be on your ass. Which you prefer?"
Well, can I ask a few questions first?
He kind of, like, looks around. He's like, "Questions about what?"
Well, first off, how much am I worth right now? I always like to, you know what I'm worth. So what are you getting for the job?
he kind of, like, laughs despite himself, and he's like, "Hey, we heard you're a professional." He says, "Last I saw posted, you're 100,000.
I look towards Mr. S, and not bad. Who is
Sicarian? New plan.
Who put the hit out? Who wants me?
Yeah, right, that part I can't tell you, but hey, come with me and I'll show you.
Well, where are we going?
That's not any of your concern, Higgs. And he starts walking towards you, and he reaches behind, like, to his belt, and pulls out a pair of handcuffs.
There's only two people here on the deck?
Yeah.
I aim down the sights of my semi-auto pistol.
Who are you aiming at?
That guy with the handcuffs.
Okay.
That's all.
Your sniper pistol?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I've got it, like, right up on my cheek.
You're about to break your cheekbone.
Yeah.
Is he walking towards me?
I'm waiting for that damn signal.
He's walking towards you in the way that, like, he's pointing the gun at you, and he's taking the handcuffs out, and he's waiting to see if you're going to try and, like, run. And then his sister is watching Sicarian. Like, she's noticed your frying pan and is keeping a close eye on you.
What, he's pointing his pistol at me?
Yeah, like, kind of, like, down. Like, he's not pointing at your face or anything, but it's, like, at the ready, so he can just snap it up and shoot you. I mean, you notice at this distance it's not, like, a projectile pistol. It's like an energy weapon of some kind.
What would I know that with that energy weapon, being that I have one as well and that I'm proficient or whatever with the zero in him, could I pull the pin on the grenade before he could get a shot off?
It would depend on how fast you rolled. Or if you want to be really subtle about it, you could try to pull the pin and be stealthy and not have him notice. But then you're holding a live grenade in your hand, and if you let it go, then it's armed, right?
How long? Yeah. Basically, I want to use the pin as like, if I pull this, I'm going to pull the pin and be like, if you shoot me, we're both dead. That's what I want to do.
Awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want to try and pull the pin like without him noticing, and then have the grenade in one hand and the pin in the other, and then just suddenly be like, oh, check it out. Grenade.
Yeah. Is that stealth?
Yeah, that'll be a stealth. I'll roll his wisdom to notice.
Well, he's holding out handcuffs as well, right?
Yeah, he's got his handcuffs. They're like manacles, basically. He's got the pistol in his other hand.
I rolled a 9.
Higgs.
Oh,
I'm going to re-roll my 9, I guess.
Oh, no.
What?
Can I re-roll that or no?
Higgs, you crazy.
Have you used your re-roll yet?
I used it right before the end of last session. I don't think I've
used it. Yeah, so no, you've got it for this one. Sure.
What every session?
Yeah.
Per hour of.
Fuck, 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So describe what happens, Adam, because I'll tell you what I do then.
Yeah, so I think everyone's going to have to roll initiative as soon as this happens. So he's got the handcuffs. So the handcuffs in one hand and the gun trained on Higgs. And he basically, when Higgs starts to move, he looks ahead, sees the grenade on Higgs's belt, and then goes to act. So you see that happening. Victor, you see things going on, though maybe you don't see the grenade or anything. But everybody can roll initiative, and we'll see what order people respond in.
What is that again? Initiative again?
So initiative is a D8 plus or minus your dexterity.
Oh. Do I roll?
Oh, it's just a D8 for me.
You might as well.
Plus 1, you want higher, right?
Yeah, you want higher. Oh,
good, I got a 3.
D8 and heavy dex.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, you rolled the 1. I rolled a 5.
Oh,
Nice.
Okay, so Higgs, despite being noticed, you still get to go first.
So I just pull the pin from the grenade. I'm like, hey.
You and Victor go at the same time. Yeah. So Higgs and Victor.
Victor delays his action until Sicarian puts that hand on the shoulder.
Followed by Sicarian, and then Piani and the bounty hunters. Okay.
I pull the pin to the grenade and I start like walking toward them. I keep about a 3 to 5 foot distance between me and him. Just like, hey, you might want to put that down. If I let go, we're both dead.
So you yank the pin and start walking towards him with the pin in your hand. Okay. Victor, you see Higgs walking forward with this metal pin in one hand. Mm-hmm. You've seen a grenade pin before.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything or do you want to hold for now?
Sicarian. You're gonna
wait to see what Sicarian is? Okay. Mr. Sicarian. Mr. Sicarian, it's your turn. What are you going to do?
As everything kind of erupts into action, I explode forward and like how far away is the woman?
If you guys are like where were you on the dock? Like how far away? I mean, you got to decide when you stopped to start talking. So you can move 20
Wilbur
meters.
Decided.
Yeah, Wilbur, you can move 20 meters in one round. So if you're within that distance, then you can run up to them if you want to.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm 5 or so feet from both of those people, and I try to keep that same distance so that they can't stop me with the grenade or stun me with some sort of baton or something like that, where they're not in range of their grenade going off.
Sure. Okay.
So what Sicarian then does is he goes past the guy, and he's going to attempt to stab the monoblade through her hand and then into her lower back.
Okay.
So I'm going to pin her hand to her back.
Okay, so we'll say it's a regular attack, and then if you succeed, then you can make a opposed strength check to see if you can hold her in place. So her armor class is 4. So you're gonna roll, add your strength modifier if you have one, add 4, and add whatever skill you have in primitive weapons.
I have +2 for my blade. Overall, I guess.
So I don't think let me double check and see if the monoblade. Yeah, because we gotta make sure, because it'll be the same roll for you every time. So
oh shit! Forgot to add these numbers.
Monoblade. Here we go. Okay, so Monoblade doesn't have any inherent bonus. So your bonus, what's your primitive weapon skill?
I have to look that up right now.
Okay. I'm
loading an image of... God damn it, I can't even open it. It's just on the sheet says plus two. I know I had primitive. I don't know where I got the other plus one from.
Yeah, I don't know where the other plus one is from. What's your strength?
Maybe dexterity? Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's strength, strength and dexterity. You're misquoting. I get plus one for dexterity.
So it's the slash, it's strength or dexterity. It's whichever is the better one of the two.
Dexterity.
Yeah. So you plus 14 one. Okay. Dex, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, your total plus is plus two. Okay, so you roll a d20 and add six.
Plus six.
Yeah. 26.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Oh, awesome.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I literally put my knife through her hand, and then I take her hand and I wrench it behind her back, and now I'm stabbing her with the knife through her hand, through her back.
Roll damage first.
There may not be a whole lot of her left to stab.
Hang on. My life is a fucking mess right now.
Monoblade.
I hate that I don't have this. Yeah, I don't even have my sheet open, so it's D8.
D8 plus one. Oh, you can throw them too. Cool.
Seven. Oh, so close.
Okay, so yeah, you shove the knife into her hand. She screams in pain, and you wrench her arm behind her back. Make an opposed strength roll. So just 2d6 plus your strength,
which is zero. I can't use dexterity for that. It's just gonna be a strength roll.
No. Yeah, you guys are running at you. All right. Yeah. Okay, so you get her arm behind her back. Her rifle is like hanging from one arm, from her other arm, and she's like trying to grab you and like twist around.
Well, like I'm shouting. Her hand's impaled. I take the impaled hand. I shove it in her back too.
Okay.
She's pinned to her back.
Yeah. So she's like screaming and just trying to get free, but you've got her in.
What is the guy?
I'm shouting into the comms. Sicarian, did you tap his shoulder? Sicarian, did you tap the shoulder?
Well, you can see.
We have this under control.
Yeah, you can see what Sicarian is cooking. So,
I take a shot at the guy advancing with the handcuffs.
Okay. Go for it. You are at whatever range. What's the range in your pistol?
It's 30/100.
Okay, so you're definitely more than 30 meters away, I guess. Or maybe you're not. It's in meters, and you're how many?
Well, you said it was 24 feet up.
Yeah. So, that's less than 30 meters for sure.
Okay. What's the ability? Is it strength?
No, it's dex.
Okay. Yeah.
It's D20 plus dex plus their armor class, which is 5.
1d20 plus 5 plus dex, which is nothing, plus training does anything?
Yeah, but only if you have 1 or
okay,
higher.
But I've got a 0. Okay.
Okay, so you don't get minus 1.
Nope.
Okay. All right, so there's a loud crack and the like ping of the bullet deflecting off of the deck.
So as soon as that, can I have a conversation with this guy or no?
This is all happening pretty quickly. So this is sort of like within a few seconds of you stepping forward.
Okay. I'll just wait till my turn comes around then.
So Piani on, we'll get to you in a second because the bounty hunters are going to go. The guy that's looking at, that Higgs, he's going to, run and try and get the grenade away from you. So he like lunges at you. So I'm going to make a, strength check. You can do the same. Or you can use dex, whichever you prefer, if you want to try and get away. But yeah, he lunges at you to try and grab the grenade and take it away from you.
Can I help by giving, by saying, please do not move or I'll kill her?
No, you're pretty tied up with this. And he's probably not even noticed that that's happened yet. Like, it's all within
it's all
the span of a few seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, you could try and intimidate him next turn if you still got her. But
so he's making
let's see
a
what
strength
happens.
Check to or a strength roll to come at me?
Yeah, to try and grab the grenade away, and you're going to do the same to resist it. So just 2d6 plus or minus your strength.
Okay. You ready? 3, 2, 1, 7, 8.
Okay. Mm. All right. So the two of you, he lunges at you. He doesn't beat you by, a lot, so he's not going to, just take it away. But you drop it, and it rolls over to the edge of the platform. So it's kind of like... let me show you where it is now. Get a good grenade color. So it's kind of like over here now. And yeah, this grenade just like rolls away out of both of your hands. And then he kind of looks at you and looks at the grenade and looks at you again like, oh, fuck, that didn't go the way I wanted it to.
Can I react?
Kick it off. Kick it off.
And then the woman, his sister, is going to struggle with Sicarian to try and get free. So just another opposed strength check.
She should be at a minus or something. One of her hands is stabbed.
Yeah, you've got back. Yeah, you've got leverage. So give yourself another plus one.
2d6 plus one is all I'm at.
Yeah,
or plus no, plus strength. Dexterity, so plus two.
Yeah, strength or dex, and then yeah. All right, yeah, still beat her because I got two ones.
So as she struggles, then do I have to wait till my turn to kill her? Because if she's struggling with me over and over again, I'm going to take the knife and just.
Yeah,
saw it at her side.
Yeah, you'll wait till your turn, and then you can just automatically deal your damage to her as long as you've got her held.
Okay.
She's probably going to lose her hand no matter how this goes. But okay, so on board the ship, Piani, when you hear like gunfire outside, you hear Victor's shot go off and there's some shouting. What do you want to do? Because you and the bounty hunters are going at the same time.
I mean, I assume that we're both sort of taken by surprise.
Yeah, I think so. Like the girl with the rifle training you, like looks over her shoulder for a second and then like snaps back to you and like points the gun at you. And she probably shouts like in Mandarin, like stay down, don't get up, don't move.
So where am I in the swan song exactly?
So you're in the cargo hold, which is mostly empty. There's probably just some like empty crates in there from the like computer parts. So you're just sitting on a crate in this mostly big empty room. There's cargo netting above it.
Is the ramp down or?
Yeah, the ramp is definitely down.
And what is she wearing?
She's wearing like a flight jumpsuit. They probably have armor underneath it, like a wetsuit or whatever of armor. She's got a semi-auto, essentially like an MP5. But it's an energy weapon and, yeah, like a bandolier and a belt with some tools on it. And they all have handcuffs, and they have like a headset communicators.
Okay.
She's got like a really short haircut, like a military, like sort of buzz cut.
So this person's gonna, I assume this person's gonna act. So, you know what? I want to respond while at least being ready to pull my pistol.
Mm-hmm.
I want to at least say, "What the fuck you guys doing out there?"
Right. I assume you're addressing. Well, actually, you don't have a comm because
no, I'm addressing like
the people in the room.
Her, yeah. It's only her with me, right?
Well, it's her. It's her and that other guy. There was the one other dude.
Okay. I'm sort of like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. So she just says, like, don't move, you won't get shot. Stay down.
And I respond, you know, that's fine. I don't want to throw a wrench in things, but the university's expecting us to check back in within the next 5 minutes, and I'm just letting you know if I don't check back in, if I don't key back in on the terminal, There's a chance they could send some more folks.
She says, she just keeps repeating like shut up, stay down. We don't care about you. We just want your friend. Like you'll be get out of this fine. Just stay calm.
I just kind of look over to the other guy with sort of like, okay, if you don't care about that, then.
So the other guy has actually started running down the ramp. And he's gonna see, he sees Sicarian grappling with this woman, mm-hmm. and he's a panic and take a shot. So I think there's like a 50-50 chance he'll hit, he's gonna target Sicarian or the woman, because, I mean, you're struggling around, so I'm gonna roll. Yeah. So 1 to 3, he targets you, 4, 5, or 6, he's gonna target her. Okay, so he's gonna roll against you. What's your armor class?
Just 4.
And you're like lesser armor on. Okay, so plus 4, and then his shot.
What is needed to hit here, number-wise? Do you know that?
You always got to get a 20 or better.
Oh, okay. It's always a 20.
So he's got an attack, regular attack bonus, and then plus your armor class. Your armor class, he said, was 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, just barely misses you. Okay, So there's a loud like lightning strike sort of sound, and the smell of ozone sort of fills the area, and a blue like ionized energy bolt flies past you, Sicarian, and then just dissipates into the air. Yeah, they're firing on stun settings. It doesn't look like they're trying to kill anybody.
Gotcha.
But he missed, so good shot, jerk. Okay, so that's it for the bounty hunters. So Higgs, you can go.
How far away is this nade from me? You said it rolled, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like 10 meters, give or take. Maybe less. Actually, it'd probably be less than that, but yeah. You can get to it like within a round of running if you want.
I'm looking at the range. So the range of meters is 10/30. So if it's at 30, is it half damage? What is the
damage? Yeah, something like that. Let me double check. I know I looked it up last time, but I want to make sure. So a grenade, I already have it open. So the grenade blows up. It'll target everyone it can hit against AC9. And on a hit or miss, it explodes for 2d6 damage to all targets within 5 meters. Victims are allowed a luck save for half damage. Targets take one less point for each point of AC they have below 6. So it looks like it's only a 15-foot like radius. So it's far enough away that it won't hurt you. It'll mess up the platform if it goes off, though.
Is this guy right next to me on the ground?
Yeah, the two of you are like essentially like hugging. He's like right up in your face.
Can I just... I want to make a complex maneuver. I want to try to grab the pad that has the information about me from him. Is that like on his
wrist?
You
want to grab his? Yeah, it's like on his wrist. Sure.
And then I want to push him towards the grenade.
Okay, so you want to grab his like computer, his wrist computer or whatever, and then push him but keep the computer and have him land approximately where the grenade, within
and,
range
and with
of the grenade.
With me out of range of the grenade, yeah.
Okay. Sure. He's going to just try and like grab you, and if he's going to go, he's going to try and pull you with him.
Okay.
So it'll be opposed strength or dex, whichever you prefer.
This could actually kill the character. That's hilarious.
Judo him over there.
I'll do strength.
Okay.
So 2d6, right?
Yep.
There's no other bonuses except for strength. All right. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
So I'm trying to beat his roll.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you roll first, and then I'll try to beat it.
Okay. There you go. You got to beat an 8.
You got to beat an 8. And I've already used my class reroll, so I get one try. Here we go. 8.
Okay. All right.
Now,
so on a tie, I think you scuffle around. You don't manage to throw him. He doesn't manage to throw you. You're both kind of at the edge of grenade range. And it was on his turn that the grenade got thrown, so there's still the rest of the round for it to go off. So you're both kind of tangled, and the grenade is still there. No one goes anywhere.
Loving it.
Okay.
So, Victor, do you want to do anything, or do you want to hold your action again?
I haven't, like, delayed my initiative?
Whatever, no.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. I shoot at the guy struggling with Higgs.
Okay, so it's...
Roll a d6.
Yeah, roll a d6.
1, 2, 3, it's Higgs.
One to three, it's Higgs.
You asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry, Higgs.
He's like, I got it, man, I got it.
Turns out shooting at two guys wrestling on the ground, not a great idea.
Okay, so it's a
my AC D20. Is combat field armor, which I think is 4. Let me look that up real quick just to confirm.
Yeah, I think it's...
Don't worry, man, I've got like a 20% chance of hitting you.
Yeah, but you're going to hit it for sure. Armored undersuit is AC. Oh no, combat field uniform is 4 AC.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
The sharpshooter that is Kovacs.
The shot comes in. I just think to myself, I'm like, why is he up? God damn it.
Yeah, the bullet ricochets off one of the landing struts of the swan song and just, yeah, take some paint off of it. High powered sniper. Victor.
God damn it. I can't move and shoot, right?
Yeah, you can move 20 meters.
Like, can I jump from there onto the swan song? You made it seem like it was overhead, but it's off to the side.
It's a long jump, man.
It's not that you can't do it. It's just maybe you shouldn't.
You'd be taking like a 50-meter jump.
Yeah, so this is the thing. Even if you make the jump,
yeah,
you take a d6 damage for every 3 feet, every meter you fall, right? Or every, it's every 3 meters or something. It's like every, basically
every 10. Trying to say you're going to die, Steven. Yeah,
so even if you make it, there's a pretty good chance you're just going to break both your legs and die when you land.
Well, no, wait. Hear me out here. Like, if I'm just over top of the swan song, right?
So, if you're looking
vertical clearance, how tall is the swan song?
Yeah, if you want to jump to the swan song, it's still more of like a, because there's like this thing here. So you'd have to run up onto this platform and then jump from the edge of the platform right here.
Yeah.
Onto the swan song.
Okay.
And if we've already figured that this is 100 meters.
No, that looks totally doable, you guys. All right, let's grab that.
You can, hey man, it's a role-playing game. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. I activate the jetpack that I had in my survival gear. Sorry, I didn't mention it earlier, you guys.
So do you want to keep moving?
No, I stay where I am.
Okay.
And I recalibrate the sight on my assault rifle, my assault pistol, rather.
Fucking thing. All right. So, Sakarian, you can just deal your damage to your wrestled target because you still have a hold of her. So just roll damage.
All right. And to paint the picture of what probably is about to happen. D8 plus 1.
Yeah.
Like 6.
Okay. I mean, you basically just stick the knife into her back and she goes limp and falls back onto you and your hands.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. So if I know that this is going to kill her, I just actually just rip it out of her throat. Like, I pull it out of her hands, throat her, and then I turn around to the other guy.
Okay. Push her on the ground. Okay. All right. So this guy is still wrestling with Higgs, but when he realizes that the grenade is about to go off, he's caught in this moment where he actually grabs Higgs because Higgs, he doesn't want you to die either. And unless you resist him, he's just going to like throw you on the ground and jump on top of you, like outside of range of the grenade.
If I allow this to happen, could I pull my pistol out and put it on my chest and shoot when he lands on top of me?
No, you're all tangled up.
The only action I have is if he pulls me away or I resist.
If you fight him, then yeah, you can kind of just like let him throw himself on the deck nearby, or you can let him pull you away. If you don't go with him, then you're kind of at the edge of the grenade's range.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of like let it happen.
Okay, so the two of you just kind of roll across the deck. The grenade goes off. There's a bright flash. Shrapnel is thrown everywhere, and we'll find out what happens to the dock in just a second. Let's take a break before we continue.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys after the break. We'll go into hour 3.
So fucked.
We'll see you then. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.